Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of your favorite podcast, The Joycast. I'm your host, Amaterasu, aka Kunle, joined by my lovely co-host, Shy Sly Dude, aka Babs, God of Iron, aka Bash, St. Ven 91, aka Dalapa, and Torrent Senpai, the handsome, the dashing, Rotimi Olustivun.
Yep. Full government name. Bro, I just threw his middle name while you're at it. You want to drop his social security number as well?
And his house address.
And his mother's maiden name.
Oh my god. So yeah, so Torrent Senpai lives in VGC.
He doesn't actually need a good day looking for you.
All right. So we've got three interesting topics to cover today. First of all, y'all know what it is. The Last of Us 2 has a release date. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It was fucking leaked. That's what we're talking about.
It was leaked. God damn it. Oh my god. Someone get an air horn. I need an air horn sound effect. Womp womp.
Oh, that means a few things. How do you go from we're suspending the game indefinitely to we're coming out in July?
Wow. The answer to that is virtual bullying. They just leaked it after everyone's threatening to spoil everything everywhere. They just got pressured. They literally just got bullied into releasing it early.
Obviously, the bulk of this podcast is going to be on that topic. Also, Ghost of Tsushima gets an honorable mention. You know, Ghost of Tsushima is releasing. Wait, what's that release date? Let me look. What?
2 days after.
What?
Right?
Wait, are you serious?
Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2, 2 days, two first-party titles competing with each other. The world has gone insane. Yeah. But I'm buying them both because why not?
No, I asked you. Well, K-Money.
You guys are not just going to be playing Fire Emblem, and she won't play any of these games, right?
That's the gag. Like, he will say how you will buy this thing, but you will not play it until 2022 because you still play
it. I will still play it, and I'll play it on my PS5, so whatever.
Yeah, Fire Emblem and Final Fantasy. Damn right. We have work to do.
And then finally, our last topic is going to be about some of the more interesting things that have happened to the video gaming industry because of COVID-19. These also get an honorable mention. We're looking at the sports industry, and we're looking at delays and all these other interesting things that are going on, and concerts. So, to kick it off, the elephants in the room, The Last of Us 2, and it's major leak.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It really is. Well, I don't know whether it's unfortunate or whether it's something that they could have avoided, and because of their practices, they did not.
I think it's more of that because, I mean, from all the indications, it was a disgruntled employee. So why was this employee so disgruntled? I don't know the full details.
So I'm going to cut you guys off there. Actually, it's been proven that it was not a disgruntled employee. It was a third party. And a disgruntled employee was just conjecture. There was never any proof for it. It was just conjecture. So somebody just confirmed that it was a third party and they know exactly who it is. So the lawyers are like,
shit. This is corporate espionage. Oh, I love this. They should make a series. Bro.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wow. Maybe it's Nintendo Ninjas. Who knows?
I beg.
It could be them, you know. All them guys, they're just like floating in on Mario capes, and then they just transform using like Tanuki leaves and stuff. Just hiding, disguising themselves as blocks and all that shit. Yeah, they could have done it. It could have been them.
I completely blamed Microsoft.
What did they do this time? Yeah, maybe it's actually Phil Spencer. He could be the man behind it. Oh, who knows? A master plan.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what I think? I think that they were being blackmailed and they didn't like cough up whatever, so they ended up releasing the leaks.
So like so basically they were being held hostage and
yes.
Yeah, like someone,
and they didn't bring the ransom money.
Someone could have caught Neil Druckmann.
But remember, Bash, we were talking about it then, that the reason for them like suspending the game indefinitely didn't make any sense because it was almost done. We talked.
Oh dear. Hello?
I don't know what's happening. It keeps getting these like blank spaces. This will be a very interesting podcast to cut. I'm hoping that
I'm so sorry.
Everybody's stuff who does record and upload, and all the full stuff will be here, even the stuff in the gaps. That's what I'm hoping.
That's optimistic.
What was your luck stat? Oh shit!
I'm not gonna lie. In this life, my luck stats has actually been super high. Super high. But you know, at some point, luck sometimes runs out. But hopefully, it's not this time.
Not today.
I feel like it runs out and it refills at some point.
Yeah, that's how it is. Because
Nathan Drake.
That guy fucking too much. I don't understand.
Yeah.
that was the explanation that he gave for how he regenerates his health. Is that when they shoot him, you know, like actually shooting him, they're just chipping away at his luck. So when he dies, then his luck has finally run out.
It's such a really cool way to implement things, actually. When I first heard that, I was like, what? That's like so genius. It's like his health is just like the typical action movie star luck that you get with all the crazy adventures. And then you dying is just you being a regular human in that situation.
At long last. You were shot.
Yes. because nobody just survives machine gun fire from four spread men. It doesn't happen.
Or how about a train, flying off the edge of a cliff, a train. Breaking it in half. And then you wake up in the middle of winter in the Nepal mountains. And then
you know what I think about this guy? This guy uses all his luck for life threatening stuff, and that's why he's broke. That explains a lot, Sha.
To be honest. That could very well be the case.
He never gets the money.
It's just used up on surviving funds. Just everything he has. Just to break even.
Oh, God. Like, he'd be like a billionaire.
But no, he was trying to. It was adventure. He was going to the bottom of the ocean.
Some might say his real misfortune was wanting to just be an adventurer like this. Because like the body's just chickening him. He can't sit in the house.
Someone always wants to kill him.
Right? And can you blame them? He's a twat.
Chasing nonsense. If you see that in his house, people will come to the house and come and kill him. It's his fault.
He's always good about being an asshole.
Okay, guys. We've got way off topic, but you know, that was a great discussion.
It's okay. I mean, it's like Naughty Dog, so
it's kind of related, right? It's kind of related. Okay, so let's talk about some of the controversies that are happening around the release. So obviously, there's people feel like first of all, spoiler alert. I've not read any of the releases, but I kind of know what people are angry about, and a lot of people are angry about the fact that there's like someone help me with the politically correct term here so I don't offend anybody.
What, there's a lesbian relationship in the game? Is that what everyone is talking about?
Nope. Nope, that was because in the trans.
Is it a transsexual?
I don't think that's. Is there someone that's trans in there?
I don't know. That's why I'm. That's why I'm asking about.
Yeah, well, he's asking, is that a transsexual? Like, so basically, we just know that people are really hating because there's definitely some LGBTQ references in the game, right?
Not the regular ones.
Okay. What do you mean the regular ones?
what's not regular about LGBT and Q?
No, how would I put it? It's not what people are used to. It's not what people are used to. Like, people saw the lesbians part since the release that they showed it. But I feel like maybe they went through other aspects of the LGBTQ and people are not, like, cool with it and feel like it will affect sales and the story. Yeah, so that's what they are really angry about.
It'll be fine, last
so you're saying they pushed the envelope?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyways, more importantly, but if you read, I read the leaks. Obviously, I'm not going to tell people what happened because I'm not about to get that channel shut down.
Oh no! Hello.
But the thing is that I went to look for it because I have, and I know people are going to hate on me for this, but I have just never cared about The Last of Us. I don't do survival horror, so just generally, so like, the game didn't appeal to me the first time they appealed to me. So because of that, I don't care about this one. So I went to look for the leak.
Yeah.
And like, something quite major was in there. I was like, oh man, people are going to be mad about this.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can understand that. Life, I think, is already a survival horror, so there's no need to do that again. Well, yeah, I can understand some people, but people are definitely getting pissed off about spoilers because that's another thing. Spoilers are... In my opinion, spoilers are kind of like a unique kind of selfishness. Because as you get older and as you see more in life, you become a bit more jaded. You know more. And so you're harder to surprise. So when something really great comes along and you have a chance to receive that rare moment of surprise, and then somebody comes with a spoiler and then ruins that for you, you never actually get that experience again.
There's no Easter Bunny.
I mean, you can't be unspoiled. You can enjoy things. If you play the game again, you can enjoy things in retrospect. That's a different kind of enjoyment. But spoiler, that initial surprise, is like it's forever gone to you. So I can understand people being pissed off about that.
Yeah.
What I can't understand people being pissed off about is the whole LGBT thing. Okay, well, I'm lying. I can understand hesitancy. Because what a lot of companies have done thus far is that they've done token representation of all these things. Yeah. And they just put in terrible characters for the sake that, oh, we're being inclusive. They don't make them good characters who happen to be women or good characters who happen to be black or good characters who happen to be gay and so on and so forth. So I believe people are worried that that sort of thing has gotten involved with The Last of Us 2, which I think is a bit weird because Naughty Dog, of all the companies, has such a stellar reputation that they actually deserve the benefit of the doubt in that respect. And also the fact that as time goes on, we need to include these things more so it actually becomes normalized and then it no longer has to be such a big deal. You know, because like in games, for example, when you create your character, the default option you get given is a straight white male.
Yeah,
if you think about it, like almost everything the default is, right? And that's the thing, that has everybody thinking that that is the default. So anything that deviates is a bit weird. Now, we've gotten to the point where if you can create a black character in a video game, it actually doesn't make that much noise anymore. Like, no, it's like it's become so commonplace that, it's becoming more and more normal now. And for this, for all these different games, we still, for the different sorts of representation, we're not quite there yet. But this is the initial point of us getting there. So it's going to be rough in the beginning. It's going to feel forced, in air quotes, because it'll have to be until it's commonplace. And then people can afford to put it by the wayside and say, okay, sure, they're there, but what else are they beyond being gay? Or what else are they beyond being black? And so on and so forth. Mm. But for now, just getting more in there is important. But people are so resistant to change, I suppose.
Yeah. And then I think it's quite interesting because I think another thing that's a major touching point is that we've made the protagonist, right, for lack of a better word. So, for example, we made a protagonist a member of, I think there are actually even two protagonists in this game, if I'm not mistaken, right? A member of the LGBTQ community, maybe even three. I don't know if you play as Joel this time around, but I know you play as Ellie. I know there's another female character that was revealed earlier on in one of the trailers.
See, this is how out of touch I am with this game. I didn't even know that. I thought that was a spoiler, actually. I was about to flag you.
No, it was in other trailers. You see it one of the other trailers, because in the first trailers of Last of Us 2, you didn't really see Ellie at all. You saw another woman. Right? So definitely play as Ellie. I don't know if you play as Joel at any point in the game. But I think there is a good chance that you'll play as another character who might be against Ellie Dem-Dem. And I think the profile you just described as a typical model for when you start a game, like a role-playing game, like one of the earlier on Mass Effects, etc., is now being shaped as the villain at the end of the day, right? I'm not exactly who the villain is, but how they're classified. If anybody doesn't want to hear this, stop listening right now, or just skip for 10 seconds. You guys, so you can cover your ears if you like. But
occupational hazard.
Yeah. But basically, it's like the bad guys are homophobic Christian cultists.
I mean, they are the bad guys. Why are we all laughing?
This podcast about to catch so much flack.
Oh my days. Oh my days.
So I think
no wonder he's hitting so many buttons and people are triggered.
Yeah,
they're talking about me.
Exactly.
Because it's describing so many people. Only they hit dogs or yelp.
Yeah.
Oh my days.
And then obviously, you know, I think it's targeting a very unique part of the user base who in the past game wouldn't have cared so much. And then, you know, when you kind of start off, like, even so-called homophobic white Christian males or whatever it is, you see two girls kissing, you don't particularly care, right? I mean from what I've experienced. I mean, farther back, yeah, people would have said it's terrible, everything, but, like, you know, you don't really care. So, you know, that's not such a shock to them. They can kind of live with that.
It's a double standard. Yeah, yeah. Everybody loves lesbians, but gay people?
Yeah, exactly. So now it's like you're just showing me, you're like, okay, so this is how it acts. You're saying people that believe this particular things are being portrayed as the villains, and that's me, because I grew up Christian. I don't believe in the LGBT community or what they stand for. I think it's wrong. I think it's evil. I think it's blah, 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 blah. And I used to be the person that spoke for America. And now America's like, how did my game turn against me? That's how they felt. Right? So
Charles is not going to play this game more.
Oh my God. Please, can we let this go?
But the thing is, he's not going to know. And if he needs to play it, and he's going to have a stroke.
I love it. Remember, just say, yeah, keep politics out of our video games.
So many people are going to go ham. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, like this.
Can you imagine how determined you must be to be homophobic when the world has been through, like, a zombie apocalypse? Like, God damn, do you really not have anything else going on? Bro.
It's not your problem who what gender is putting what inside which other gender. No, it's not your business. Like, focus on the goddamn clickers. Honestly, and not in a fun way. Boy, you better focus on those zombies.
So, do you guys think this is going to affect sales?
To some extent, I think so. I mean, I think some people. I think we'll also see a lot of people buy into it for the very same reason people are hopping out. But I can't tell you to what degree it's going to balance out. I don't know if one is going to be higher than the other, if it's going to just like break even. It will be very interesting to see if it really affects sales. I think it's a very bold move by Naughty Dog. I'm sure they're a pretty masterful storyteller, so I'm sure not everybody is going to be like, you know, they're not going to portray all Christians as, you know, freaking homophobic, you know. Because the way they describe it, they describe it as a cult, a particular cult, right? Because I mean, if you look at Joel is basically the traditional, is what people used to be, right? It's basically that, but he's not really. I don't know how I feel. I don't think he's homophobic. I don't think he's anything. Like I think in the world we've made a lot of progress on all of these issues. Less so in African countries. Let me put it that way. So I think this would be a very interesting social experiment. Obviously, Naughty Dog and Sony, you know, would have looked at this as a potential, because once the reviews come out, everybody would know, right? So I think Naughty Dog and Sony would have analyzed the risk and analyzed their user base. But I think regardless of what happens, I think the Last of Us 2 will sell very well, right? And I don't know if it would have sold as well or if it would be negligible or if it would sell better, right? But I know that generally it would just get to sell really, really well regardless.
Okay, the thing is, I want to find, like, most of the times when there's a video game that's married in controversy, doesn't it always sell well regardless? In fact, some might say the controversy helps it sell.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah.
The game is going to be fine. What I'm really interested in is the effect of its sales on future game development, because this game is super visible, and if it does well, and I'm pretty sure it's going to do well, it might now spark off, I don't want to say a revolution, but I mean, this is not the first game to portray Christian extremists as the bad guys. Although in Far Cry 5, I don't think they actually came out and say it, but I'm pretty sure the bad guy of that game was constantly quoting the Bible.
Yeah, and all the symbolism and all that kind of stuff, it was clearly a riff of Christianity, but yeah, they just did everything but call it that.
Ubisoft didn't have the stones to do it, but apparently Naughty Dog does, which is great.
But you guys also have to look at the fact that it's going to start getting banned, like a lot. In some countries.
Mortal Kombat was getting banned. Mortal Kombat was responsible for legislature. And they're doing great now.
Like, the Japanese have been like almost anti-religion for how many JRPGs end with you killing some kind of god?
Yeah, they don't like the church.
So they're not anti-religion, to be fair, right? They're anti-Christianity. Yeah.
Because Christianity did a lot of stuff.
You literally save in a church and you revive your team members in a church. Now, Dragon Quest is...
The church is an evil institution. In most JRPGs, in anime, actually, the church is an evil institution. That is bad guy.
And a place for harems.
Yeah, so and I think the whole church thing is because for most cultures, when you look at Christianity came in as an invading force, not as a, you know, like, I mean, in some cases, yes, they were, it was nice, and it's like, okay, you know, God's love and all that kind of stuff, but like, a lot of times, it was used as a tool for conquering.
Those guys came in full Old Testament, and there was no redemption, no love or forgiveness, turning the other cheek, nah, fam. Yeah. Fire and brimstone. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
Then they had to rebrand.
Yeah. So basically, that, I mean, everything Bashar said is absolutely 100% correct, right? So, like, you know, a lot of people have a negative, especially the cultures who survived it or who managed to, like, let's say, push it back, right? For example, in a lot of African countries, right, Christianity is the dominant religion. It's either Christianity or Islam, right? And how and but like the local or the previous, I don't know, what do you say, the local religions that were existing before then, right, do not have such a strong
indigenous.
Yeah, indigenous. There you go. The indigenous religions that existed before them do not have such a strong foothold. I mean, there's still aspects of them around, right? But like, you can when you're saying like, okay, the two major religions are brought in from elsewhere, or influences are brought in from elsewhere. You can see that like here, it's completely wiped a lot of cultural things from the country, and that's how a lot of people see Christianity is. Oh, you come in, you tell me the way I'm doing my things is wrong, and that I should do everything culturally your way because your God says that I should do it your way.
Okay, let's just see how this plays out. Now that they've had to up their release schedule, I would like to see how sales would do and how overall the package would be received by people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think like the biggest effect on sales would just be the whole world pandemic situation at the moment, and not necessarily as a result of any controversy that the game may have
to be
fostered
honest,
thus far.
People won't be interested in banning that much at this point. They have bigger things to worry about.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to check out The Last of Us 2, right? The release date is, drumroll please. Yes, it's going to be released on June 19th, 2020. All right, so that's
June 19th.
So that's next month.
I guess I was a thing.
And it comes in 2 weeks, roughly.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the original release date was supposed to be 29th of May. So it's just been pushed a couple of weeks.
From indefinite to a couple of weeks.
Oof. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Exactly. So
this game, please. Extend your thanks to the person that leaks the game.
I'm not extending anything. They came too late. I already bought Persona 5 Royal. They will have to wait a bit longer.
All right. Love talk about Last of Us 2, but there are other awesome games coming out. And one of them, of course, is The Ghost of Tsushima, which is releasing 2 days before The Last of Us 2. Now, before. So Ghost of Tsushima's release date is June 17th, 2020. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Did I get that wrong? Oh, never mind. Guys, I am so wrong. I am so wrong. It's actually July 17th, 2020. It's a whole month and it's about a month difference. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. It'll give everyone more time to save up the pennies.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying it. I'm not interested. There's just something about that game. No enough details.
Yeah,
it's weird.
So it looks like this pyramid scheme ass game.
Yeah, it sets in like Kudo, Japan, and there's not a lot. They just tell us things, they don't show us things, and I'm just like,
They were telling us about Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs is the reason why there's no trust in the industry anymore. Jesus Christ. That is the biggest betrayal to date. Like,
so you guys just made sure that we didn't forget this, but they also announced Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I think yesterday, right?
Yeah, they did. Perfect.
Yeah, boy.
So for me, I feel like they should just ditch the AC name and just give it a totally new, make it a new IP. They should just ditch the AC.
Why on earth should they? They have brand recognition. It's like the equivalent of Coca-Cola changing their name. They don't do Coke anymore, not really. But the name is still important for branding and advertising. And I think at this point it's the same.
Vikings don't do sneaky guerrilla tactics. They don't do assassination. They walk up to your face and bury
The Ghost of Tsushima released their story trailer and the story release date trailer. So you can go and see gameplay footage. You can see some of the game mechanics that are going to be happening and kind of the graphics. And of course, it's coming from a very reputable studio. So I don't think we have anything to fear. want to
cause for concern.
Yeah, yeah, we have no
concern. Yeah, I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't think Sucker Punch has actually not released a flop yet that I can recall.
Yeah,
they haven't.
Yeah,
I'm not going to buy it. I'm not interested. But good luck to them.
No, I'm definitely going to buy it. But that's just me.
No, I was always interested in Ghost of Tsushima.
No, just because I'm struggling to remember any games other than the infamous games that they've actually released. So maybe it's just me that.
Yeah, that's just the thing. Yeah, but it's pretty much just the infamous games that I can think of. Yeah,
so they basically had one game and two sequels on the same games. It's like, so where is all this confidence in the abilities coming from? This is nothing like a superhero game.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, their batting average is 100 for 100. So,
I mean, don't forget, Sucker Punch also released the Sly Cooper games as well.
Oh my days! How could I have forgotten?
I did not know.
Yeah.
How could I have forgotten?
Yeah. So they have not released a game that has not been critically acclaimed ever. That doesn't. Yeah, one of the games has had some level of critical acclaim. High game ranking scores, high Metacritic scores, high user scores. So I'm totally, absolutely not worried at all. Do you guys think that the reason they're releasing Ghost of Tsushima just a month after Last of Us is one, do you think it's like a hedging strategy by Sony?
Yeah, so I was saying that due to the pandemic and shipping as a whole, I felt like that was the reason why they moved those two games so close to release. So they could probably ship both games at once and have them out on release day.
Very good point. Okay, Torrance Senpai, you were saying.
That's a good point. I feel that the Ghost game wasn't a hedge against Last of Us. They have two different markets. And I just feel that was, if anything, The Last of Us came out. The Last of Us released it was pushed to July anyways. So, that's it.
To June.
That was pushed. It's supposed to have come out already. We were supposed to be playing it.
Okay, I think that's fair enough.
Did Ghost of Tsushima even ever have a release date before?
It was always coming soon, actually.
Because the timing is kind of weird because historically, summer has always been a time that's crap for releases. In fact, it's weird because I remember, like, for instance, I watch a lot of Zero Punctuation and he's always complaining about how there's no games in June and July. And now we have two major releases in a time where traditionally games don't come out like that. I'm also wondering if it's not so that they want to release those games while people still have some money of some kind.
Because we don't know
how long this thing is going to last.
Yeah, so I think it's good. Go ahead, sorry.
Because we don't know how long this is going to last, so we don't know how, whether we're going to get a boy, people are just too broke to avoid to afford games anymore because they've been locked down for so long. Because we have no frame of reference.
So I wanted to say this before. I don't know whether you guys remember what the original 2020 release calendar was like. And there was literally a big game every single month. There was no breather. January, February, March, April, May, June. Like, they were just hits back to back. No, like, respite for our wallets. But I think now, at least, we got a break at least.
Yeah. So I mean, when I look at the release of these games, I think right now people are consuming so much content. I'm pretty sure right now they're looking at the data that they're receiving from all the people playing games online right now, and they're like, "Yo, it's probably a really good time to push out more content." That's what everybody's trying to do. Everybody's fighting for your attention right now because nobody has anything to do. And I think video games are winning in that regard majorly. So even if it was a poor time to release games beforehand in like previous years, I think it's a great time to release games right now. And just make sure that you're not clashing with any other major releases. Like, you know, right, this past month wasn't a great time to release because you've got two awesome JRPGs coming out, Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is even a timed exclusive for Sony, so it's really good for their system. And you also got Persona 5 Royal, which is also, if I'm not mistaken, an exclusive for Sony. So, like, you know, I think they're just pacing themselves and they're releasing high-quality content throughout this period, because, you know, people are still going to be stuck at home. And the kind of running commentary is that even if as things ease up a little bit, most people are still going to be stuck at home for most of the year. So I think that's my take on what you said, Ben. All right. Moving on. All right. So now, what are some of the coolest things? I know. Okay. So first and foremost, COVID-19 is not cool. Yeah, we know that. There's a lot of bad stuff going on because of COVID-19. But it is still an exciting time for gaming. And some interesting things have happened in the gaming space during this time. So let's talk about some of the most exciting things that are happening in gaming right now because we're all stuck at home, right? Case in point, Travis Scott's concert, 12 million people watching, tuned in to watch him live in Fortnite. I don't think that's the first Fortnite concert, but I mean, that was a huge reception. 12 million people logging in to see him. And
Epic server rooms must be so, like, Jesus. Oh my God. 21 million.
Oh, you guys need to make sure of these numbers. I think it was 12 million, not 21.
Yeah, I'm double checking right now.
Regardless.
Yeah, it was 12.3. It was, depending on who's reporting. Okay, so it drew a total of 27 million players, but then the highest was 12.3 million concurrent fans at one single time.
I think that was actually pretty damn cool. I saw like a bit of the concert when it came out, and that it looked really great. And I thought it was a really good thing. I think it's a really good thing because it just breeds a bit more interactivity that at the end of the day, like, games are still a way for people to communicate, that sort of thing. And having that sort of concert is kind of like a real world crossover with the game world. And it just makes you more immersed. And frankly, the visuals looked really great and really cool. And it was a cool sort of concert that you could interact with in a way that's unique to Fortnite. So it is actually, it's literally an experience like no other. And I think it's a pretty cool thing that they did. And they should do more of that kind of stuff, to be honest.
It is no sold out online.
Well, I hope not. Jesus, I don't want some random overpower.
Why does everything have to be sold out online, okay?
I don't understand. Kirito lovers?
AR plus VR is the closest thing that we'll get.
Well, okay, that's cool. So what other kind of interesting things? So we know that the NBA is having matches online and they're streaming them to Twitch, right? I think that's how they're trying to make money right now. And that's some amazing innovations. Yeah, that's some amazing innovations. And ESPN is trying to do that as well. So right now, esports is like killing it, like, right? So esports, we got real players, you know, repping esports teams, and that's pretty cool. We have no idea how good they actually are. Right? I mean, that's been my concern. I would like to see basketball players face off against some of the best in the esports. You know, thank you for listening to our podcast again. We had some technical issues, but hope that we're still putting on a great show for you. And, you know, we're super excited about The Last of Us. Just so you know, Joystick's official stance on the LGBTQ community. But most importantly, I think what we don't tolerate here at Joystick's is hate. Right? And, you know, we also respect that people have different views from us. Right? And so...
Except hate for PC. You know, that's allowed. We don't like...
That's not allowed. It's not allowed.
God damn it. The smug bastards.
Yeah, so I think the major thing is to respect people's preferences and choices, whatever they may be, whether it's LGBTQT or whether it's like, yeah, I'm just not into that stuff. Or, you know, your religion says whatever... Just as long as there is respect for what other people believe, and you just believe what you believe by yourself.
Yeah, I think we could say the only thing we don't tolerate is intolerance.
Exactly, perfect. The only thing we don't tolerate is intolerance.
Yeah. And be your lane. Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your.
We do not tolerate. We do not tolerate you not washing your hands.
Wash your hands.
Keep your hands away from me.
Wash your hands, you villain. Be a hero. Wash your hands.
Oh my God. Yeah. Only villains do that. Like, leave the bathroom without washing their hands.
Jesus. All right. Sorry. So, guys, we're having a moment of silence for our dear friend, Balapo Ajiboye, who did not make it to the end of this call.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We'll never forget you.
Hold on. I'm writing a message to him. Just wait 1 second. We're having a moment of silence for you.
Like a marital. What? Oh shit, he's alive.
I am alive, but I can only hear one person. You're literally the only one I can hear, so I don't know what anyone else.
Oh no, shoot him in the head. If we're all having a memorial service for you.
Oh, okay. Well, shoot. Thanks for listening, I guess. And do the right things. Don't cough on people. And we'll probably be fine. Just generally don't be a dick. Don't cough on people. And, you know, try your best to stay alive so that you can play the remaining part of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Exactly.
That's your only driving force for staying alive.
Listen to him. He knows science. He's been around doctors a lot. He knows what he's talking about. Listen to him. All right, then. Thank you for those wise words, Ven.
I don't feel jealous. Like, I feel like I missed out.
It was important information. Some would say life-saving, in fact, that Dolapo just gave. So, yeah, that's on you. Sorry you missed out.
All right, guys. It is that time. Good night and good luck.
Good night. Right. Good night.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Happy gaming, guys.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticksNG. That's JoysticksNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We just covered the Kingdom Hearts Remind DLC boss battle with Xehanort. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.